This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. Last night on The Bachelorette, Becca has narrowed her men down to two after the fantasy suite trip to Thailand. Just as I was thinking it was insufferably hot here, you see how hot it is in Thailand, literally and figuratively. And never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that, well, the Ari situation would happen all over again. But apparently it did. So I'm Christine Lee. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hello, Katie Pilato.
Hello.
And Ryan Jones. Hello.
We're in Thailand.
We're in Thailand.
We're in Thailand. We're in Thailand.
Lots of elephants.
Guys, we're in Thailand.
We're in Thailand.
In Thailand.
We're in Thailand. Have you heard?
We're in Thailand.
Quote of the night.
Becca did make her decision, and I don't think anyone's surprised. And we all see the big train coming toward us down the track, and it's got Garrett's face on it.
Sure does.
Katie.
Based on the dates last night, it was the right choice to send Jason home. I know you and I really like Jason.
I do.
That connection that she has with Blake and, unfortunately, Garrett just wasn't there with Jason. So it was the right choice for her for last night.
Right.
And I'm glad that she made the choice before the fantasy suite because she knew right then and there. It's not like she was like, well, let's see if something changes. She knew. She sent him home. That was it.
And then she was very upset about it, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, I kind of thought maybe she'd bring him to the fantasy. Obviously, once she did what she did in the, again, getting up from the table, because apparently that's what she does.
Right.
The decision was made, but she could have gone to the fantasy suite and just got the cameras away and said, okay, let's break this down. Like, is this a thing? And they don't have to do whatever.
Boring.
I know. Clearly, because with the other two, that was not a question. But it also proved that she should have kept Colton. I mean, plain and simple. Because Jason's a good guy, but it's just not there with them.
I think the whole time she was planning on letting Jason go last week, and then the whole Tia thing happened.
And that threw a whole monkey wrench into it.
Yeah. I really think that Jason was going to go home last week.
Yeah.
It would be Colton, Blake, and Garrett.
All right, so if it were Colton, Blake, and Garrett, who would have gone home?
This week, honestly, probably Colton.
Yeah, so we'd still be in the same situation.
We probably would be in the same spot. It's just how you got there, because I felt so bad for Jason, because he's having this normal conversation that you would have with someone that you might be getting engaged to in a week, and she freaks out because, oh my God, we talked about a future. What?
She had, like, an actual panic attack.
Yeah.
I know we've totally skipped over Blake's date, but do you really think that she did to Jason what Ari did to her? I mean, that was a bit of a stretch, but I think she's so affected and destroyed, traumatic, was so traumatized by what happened to her.
Yeah, I understand the blindsiding aspect of it and how that could compare to the situation with Ari, but I don't think it's enough to compare the entire relationship.
I'm sorry. Whenever you break up, someone's always blindsided, no matter what. It's just the degrees of it that matter.
Yeah.
I think someone's always upset. I don't know that you're always blindsided. I mean, I'm sure you've been in a relationship where you say, okay, this isn't the long one. Like, this isn't the one.
But I didn't think it would happen now, this way.
But she's clearly, it's almost like, I know she talks about blindsided, but she doesn't want to be mean about it.
She doesn't want done to them what was done to her. She knows how that friggin' feels.
And
it sucks.
She's done that throughout the season, which I can appreciate most of the time, with just once you realize it, move on.
Yeah.
Because she wants to, just wants to be nice about it.
Well, Colton's a good example.
Yeah, once the Tia thing, like Katie said, once the Tia thing came up, that was over with him. And so she just, okay, let's move on. Now, I still think she should have told him about it. But about the reason why, that's a whole
other... We'll discuss that soon enough when the men tell off.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get to hear about that.
That's a whole separate conversation.
That's going to be a whole plot line in Paradise.
Oh, yes, for sure.
So, for sure.
And so she just wants to be nice in a breakup, which, like Christine said, something's always going wrong because it's a breakup. So people are going to be upset or blindsided. So maybe she's trying a little too hard, but it was clear Jason wasn't going to be the one.
Yeah, no. But backtracking just a little bit, she goes on the first date with Blake, and they go hiking through this beautiful... I mean, I've always wanted to go to Thailand, and then I see Chrissy Teigen tweeting about a 15-hour flight with two babies and first class, and I'm like, okay, I can do this. I want to go.
Struggle's real.
I want to do this. But truly, it looks amazing, and they get all spiritual and connect on
no touching.
A deeper level, yes.
No touching, kissing.
No touching!
In
no
the
touching.
Temple.
Well, of course.
And then you have monks.
Right.
Which anytime monks are involved, that's A+ date, right?
I know
I bring monks to my favorite dates.
It raises it to a spiritual level, Brian, something you may not be aware of.
Clearly.
We needed it for the environment.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he seemed to bring his attitude in about, we talked about this a little bit last week about how he's just realizing what show he's on. And it happens every year. There's always one.
Yeah, he's conflicted.
Who starts to freak out about, wait, she's dating other guys?
Other men.
Pulling a Vanessa.
For sure. And I understand the basis of it that, yeah, early on you're dating 20-something guys, but you don't have feelings for them. Now you have real feelings and it's only a couple guys. But of all of them, he's the only one that can't seem to get over this idea that, wait a minute, she might have feelings for other guys, even though I know none of them have feelings for her like I do.
He can't compartmentalize or understand that she can compartmentalize
her
feelings. Yes,
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we also found out that Ari said to Becca he loved her before they went into the fantasy suite. She dropped that little...
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that, but
we didn't know that before.
No, at least they never showed that.
Well, because in the fantasy suite, there's no microphone.
Yeah, so she said that Ari said, I love you before they went into the fantasy suite. So she knew, she knew that they had that connection that maybe he didn't have with the other two going into the fantasy suite. And then Blake was like, that's exactly how I'm feeling, like how can there still be others left? And then, like you said, that's when he started freaking out. But she kind of just like slid that bit of knowledge in there.
Yeah, no, and he said that he's falling in love with her, and there's and he's terrified and upset at the fact that he can't seem to figure out what he has to do in order to solidify his standing in her eyes.
I think I would have appreciated when she said, oh, is there anything I can do for you or to help you or something like that? I wish he would have just to lighten the mood, to be like, well, you can get rid of those other guys.
I know, because he was so confident early on, and he was always cracking these silly little jokes, and now his confidence is starting to crack because, well, he doesn't know where he stands, and that can kind of shake your foundation.
Yeah, he was definitely starting to get in his head,
especially
in the morning.
Yeah, oh, like, well, elaborate,
they just,
please.
Like,
go ahead.
No, I mean, the camera, came in the morning, and you could tell right away that he was freaking out. And she even called him out on it. And she was like, you're in your head this morning. Like, what? And he's like, I don't. And then in his in-the-moment interviews, he's like, there's no way that she's feeling this with other people.
And
like, how can this?
A little bit.
Like, there's no way. And then he kept saying, there's no way. There's no way.
But there is, because we've seen the show.
But there is.
You know, seriously, when you see someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with having an in their own head moment, you're supposed to help them out of it, not point out and make it worse.
She did fully just point it out. She didn't.
What is wrong with you? You're in your head.
Like, obviously, you know what's wrong.
Bye.
Like,
there's no solution. That's the problem. Other than her saying, okay, this is over. We're getting engaged. There's no way for her to get him to stop freaking out.
Just kind of shows it's his nature. Is he going to be like this all the time? Oh my God, there's a rattle in the car and the tire. The car's making noise. Like, everything is going to be a huge. Honey, calm down. We'll get it checked. Relax. Yeah. He's the one to panic.
That's a good point.
You got to think about this stuff.
He could be a worrier. And it might not just be with this relationship. So,
right.
Yeah, that's.
It's coming out strong right
that's
now.
That's something that she could. That could be in the back of her mind. Like, dude, is this everything?
It really got it. Come on.
Okay. That's a good pickup. I didn't think about that.
Just be okay with it. but Blake is looking for a reason to stay, not for a reason to leave. And, you know, in the end, we know what happened. She chose Blake and Garrett. But I feel that we all feel that Blake's a better choice. But Garrett's right now in the way, and Jason's out of the way.
Yeah.
Well, I think Blake is a better choice because of what we know about Garrett.
Yeah.
I know we've touched on this before, but if we didn't know, like Becca doesn't know, and especially what we just talked about with Blake.
Nervous Nelly.
Garrett would be the better choice.
I would still 100% pick Garrett. Like, not.
Yeah, if you know, living in a bubble like they are.
Right, 100%.
I think Garrett is the better option, but we know what she doesn't know. And this is what, if she ends up picking him when, you know, they're going to the Maldives and it's going to be great and it's going to be beautiful, they're going to have this fantastic thing. And if she ends up picking Garrett, how do they address this? I mean, it's.
But this is how you, when you fall for someone, and this is the same way you fall in love with someone, you learn a little bit about them over time, and then you fall for them, and then do you guys remember this moment in your relationship where you have this weight on your shoulders that you have to tell them something, whatever your something is, and you tell someone, you get off your shoulders, and you wait till they already have feelings for you because you know they're going to say, it's all right, we can get through this. Because if she were to find that out where she had no emotions for the guy, she would dismiss him
like we all did.
Exactly. But the game is different for her.
Well, I feel like he doesn't have like something to share with him. Like, he at this point I don't think knows what exactly that this whole thing came to light.
Right. But he knows his feelings and he knows and I don't mean about her, but about people and of, you know, women.
Maybe he's so clueless he doesn't think it's even a thing for him to have to tell anyone about.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, especially since it's likes as opposed to actual, like with Lee,
he
tweeted these things and he Instagrammed these things and it was, okay, your racist is showing. Like, okay, that's fine. With Garrett, it's just likes. And I don't mean just as if to dismiss them because it's still terrible. But it maybe in his head, that's a good point.
He's not thinking
he's
that.
He's like, oh, yeah, I just.
Not saying that he doesn't think he did anything wrong, but not thinking that
anyone
that's even something that you would even.
It's just those are likes are sort
up,
of my private
remember.
Are my private feelings. And it's not like I'm out there, you know, wearing a mask or whatever or, a hood. Thank you. And or a sign at one of these rallies. I'm just liking.
Yeah. Obviously not justifying it in any
God,
way.
No. And I just hope ABC doesn't just, I made some, whatever, enter bad excuse and then move on from it. I mean, this is something that needs to be dealt with, whether it's after the final rose, hopefully. And I don't know how you do a media tour without people, oh yeah, by the way, don't talk about this huge elephant in the room that he might hate his fiancé now. Because he doesn't like strong women, apparently.
Yeah, there's an article that we posted on the Bachelor Podcast Facebook page that Rachel Lindsay spoke out and basically if Garrett wins, is, well, even if he doesn't win, but is demanding answers from Garrett of his actions and how he could go this far with Becca, and she just doesn't want an apology. She wants, like, an actual explanation. So people from the franchise themselves are picking up on that he's going to have to address this fully.
This could be a big opportunity for ABC, though, because if you're watching what's going on other reality shows, for instance, Big Brother recently had a huge discussion on race and prejudice and racism and language and hurtful language. And it's the first time that CBS ever aired any footage like that and opened up a huge dialogue both on the show and in the Twitterverse and everywhere else. So it seems like it's kind of a theme and a trend going on. So if ABC is also trying to start a dialogue or a discourse, maybe this is where you do it, if he's the one. You never know.
We had some of that with Rachel and Lee, though.
Yeah.
So this is, I think this goes, because, not to rehash it again, but it with Lee, it was so
blatant,
clear. I mean, okay. He obviously didn't give the best responses. But
this
what
is
you
an opportunity to talk about subtle racism when you maybe don't know. Like, this is the subject.
Right, or
that,
prejudice, yes, as a whole.
But
I
we
mean,
don't talk
you
about
can't
so
just,
much.
Yeah,
we talk about good, evil. There's shades of it that people aren't even aware of.
Like, why is it not cool to like a picture that's mocking,
exactly,
Parkland students? But also, I'm with Rachel. We need an explanation, not just an I'm sorry.
Yes.
Why did you like these
things? Why are you
these
doing
things?
This?
And
yeah,
what if he says, I didn't know?
But how do you not know?
I don't know. I can't. I guess we can't.
By the
then
way,
you should start reading
way,
what you're liking.
Yeah. By the way, I bet that's one of his responses. But exactly. That's not. That wouldn't be acceptable to me. And I would think, again, outside of all of this, it wouldn't be acceptable to Becca. But
now, and like, how much of this happened? Like, was it like five posts, or was it like a whole thread, or,
right,
you know, like, how, is it a couple posts that you're like scrolling through and you just like it because it's,
I don't know,
on
and
your
those
feed
are questions,
or,
that ABC needs to,
right,
answer,
more specifically something Garrett needs to answer.
Well, but ABC too, because they're endorsing the guy by picking him and putting him on their airwaves, and, you know, I think ABC has some responsibility in this.
Yeah. And I think, again, I don't agree with any of this stuff, but if we didn't know where Becca stood on a lot of these things, then I think it might be different, only because you think, okay, well, maybe they're both of that mindset, which is still the wrong mindset, but at least it's the same.
But you go back to the adorable date they had on the ski mountain with the bobsledders, who were together in a relationship, two women, and he didn't blink an eye, and you either think he's either a really great actor or he's accepting. And so you have to wonder, like, where the truth lies with this guy. It appeared like they had so much fun and that he was totally open and okay with any lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So where does the real Garrett come through?
Yeah, and none of us can answer that.
No, we can't.
And we can only assume that, again, you keep your real self. Are you going to like
you
something?
You show the world what you want them to see.
Right. And so he's showing the world what he wants them to see, but all this is bubbling underneath.
Right.
I don't know. But a perfect example. So we're talking all about this and these terrible things. He had a pretty cool date.
Yep.
Now, it was planned by probably the same people who do their background checks, because they get on this raft. It's supposed to be just them. And then all of a sudden, it's a national holiday and everyone's,
yeah,
there. But they had fun, and it was, they get splashed by water. And
like, yeah, it was a good time.
Like, there was no negative. If we're in the vacuum, this is a great day.
I think they should start hiring in some of their departments.
Guys,
sure, there's going to be some openings and on their career page.
We're ready to go. Let's roll.
As insecure as Jason was around Becca kind of shows her own insecurity a little bit around Garrett, because she's the one asking if he's into her. She can't get him. And I think that's part of his appeal to her. You know, you want kind of what you can't have. We talk about this a lot on the show, where the people that kind of are a little bit more aloof tend to, like, wait a minute. What? are you into me? Like, you know, do you see a future together with me? You haven't made your feelings 100% clear, although I think I know.
Which was interesting because a lot of their conversation on this date was around Ari.
Yeah.
Like a lot. And
the elephant in
the room. More than it should be at this point. Like, we already passed. This should already be in the past. But their whole first half of the conversation was all based on, you know, this time last year, Ari promised, made all these promises, and he didn't follow through. And at this time last year, I was in the same shoes as you were, and do you have those feelings for me? And it was just all centered around Ari, just like, let it go.
It shows you how deeply it affected her and how it would affect anyone to have that happen to them.
Right, because she's not the typical quote-unquote bachelor loser or bachelorette loser who comes up second. She was the winner. She wasn't.
Yeah.
And so it's obviously, we talk about it each season about how it's a quick turnaround, but for her it's that extra level because we were set. We won. Everything was great until it wasn't. Or at least, you know, you rip the Band-Aid off at the proposal where you have to let them go. Okay.
Yeah.
It's done.
It's you just went very further different. Than that.
Yeah, it's almost like we're not ripping the Band-Aid off. We're going to super glue it on. And then 2 months later decide, hold on, we got to chainsaw it off.
That's such a, like, I feel that. It's so visceral.
And she still feels
that.
So
did she.
Yeah.
So I don't know that she's not over it. I just think she's going to be affected by it for a long time.
Oh, it's a defining moment in her life.
Traumatic experience.
Yes.
And then if this stuff with Garrett, if she ends up picking him instead of Blake, that's going to be a whole nother thing. She once again won't be able to have the prototypical ending of a season. Now it's all going to be similar to what, I shouldn't say that. Rachel also had to deal with something at the end of the season because of the breakup with Peter. It was not the same as this. I want to make that clear. But it was still, they couldn't just have their, hey, we're doing our victory lap. Because they had to ask questions, it sort of seemed like you were trying to talk Peter into, and they had to lead almost every interview with, nope, this is my guy, this is my guy. Now this is, you'd almost think every interview is going to have to be, oh, so you had your heart broken, and then now you're with someone who, well, are they, do they, yeah, you know, are prejudiced, are they whatever?
You're defending your man. Do a comparison of Blake's morning after and Garrett's morning after. Like, how would you contrast and compare those two next morning at post fantasy suite?
Well, I mean, Garrett's was much more positive.
Yeah.
For sure.
Both couples were smiling.
The glamping experience.
The what?
The glamping.
Oh.
Glam camping.
Is this glamping?
Glam camping.
In my treehouse?
Yeah. But it was just, with Garrett, it was just a lot more natural.
And he was talking about, focused more about, this is the best day. This was the best day / date of my life. This is amazing. And Blake was still, oh my God, she's going back to someone else. And I have these feelings, but there's no way they feel that way about her the way I do. And
That would just drive me insane. Like, I wouldn't be able to.
Whereas Garrett was
handle that.
He talked about, you know, or at least referenced the fact that obviously there's more decisions to be made, but it was more focused on, well, I just hope I get to do this every day.
And he wasn't hung up on that.
I mean, that's sweet, you know.
And God, I hate that it was. Jeez.
It just kills you that someone who can have all these bad tendencies or evil tendencies can be such a great guy in other aspects, you know?
That's why we need answers.
I want the truth.
Well, Jason wanted answers, too. Yeah. He was not having this at all.
Which, honestly, I don't blame him. It did end abruptly, and they started out on this great date. They were both excited to see each other. She walked off in the middle of a Thailand street and had a panic attack. And he was just sitting there, like, not knowing really what to do. And then they made it to dinner, and he was just pouring his heart out, and it just didn't
Excuse me for a minute.
I need Maybe to it was go. Just another bathroom break.
Exactly. What is she going to use the excuse this time?
Exactly. Yeah.
But he wanted answers.
Yeah, and he... So I don't blame... He wasn't one of those annoying people that went back and tried to... Like, I need answers. Like, you shouldn't... Like, you're making a big mistake. He didn't approach it that way, which...
Everyone made
me like, okay, I still like you.
This was the rare instance where I said, okay.
Yeah. It was okay.
Every other time they're freaking out and they just make it confrontational.
You don't think he was trying to get her to change her mind with the scrapbook and
Would you want her to change your mind after
I do think that he went there thinking there was a chance. That was not his intention, because otherwise I think he would have gotten very angry.
Yeah, why else would you go unless you thought there was a chance?
But I would have been more convinced of that if he took the scrapbook and said, let's look through this, as opposed to, no, keep this and look at this, you know, later. Because it's not as, well, look at this. We had such great times here and here, and this is our first
guest. Where did it go wrong?
If he leaves it with her, that's maybe he's thinking, oh, she's going to think about me.
That's possible, too. But I still... I don't mind this.
But would you still want to go back with her if she already did that to you?
I guess not. I just, in my mind, I'm trying to think of the exit strategy that something involves anything other than Garrett.
Yeah, they needed more audition tape.
Exactly. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Exactly.
That's going to be the big twist. I think he figured out, because we're in Thailand, guys.
Yeah.
We're in Thailand. I think he figured out they're in Thailand. And... He's, you know, got some hours to kill before he gets this ridiculous flight back home. So,
yeah,
why don't I head over? And I had this thing that I spent all this time making. I might as well give it to her. What am I going to do with it? Well, let me go over and see. And hey, maybe on the off chance she's decided overnight, having some second thoughts. Great. Then
maybe
all
one
better.
Of the other guys screwed up. Maybe I can slide right on in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then great. But if not... Hey, I look like the good guy. Maybe the producer said, hey, this could be your Bachelor audition tape.
That's right? What I was going to say. They needed more audition tape.
Because I don't think he'd be a good Bachelor, but I thought this was a step in the right direction if they needed to go with him as the Bachelor. Because I think he comes out, I mean, not that he looked bad the night before or whatever when he got sent home, but I think he looked, you know, head held high, super classy.
He seems like a fun guy.
Good looking, you know, easy on the eyes. Like,
yeah. Again, big fan. Don't know if he can carry a full season on his back as the Bachelor, but I think he's a fun guy.
Yeah, we talked about this a bit. Christine, who would you, if you had to pick someone from this season?
I knew you were going to ask this.
Under both circumstances. So if she picks Blake, Garrett will not be the Bachelor.
No,
he just won't. They're not going to want to tackle that. But if she picks Garrett, who would be your choice from this group?
What do you mean from her whole season?
From her whole because you could pick anyone.
Or did they go back and
that's part two.
Yeah, there's no one really jumps out for me other than maybe Colton. Or just because I'm biased and I have this thing for Leo and his huge head of hair.
He would be a lot of fun. I don't know that he has the...
It's writing in.
Yeah, I don't know that... He's certainly got the shoulders for it, but I don't know that he could carry the whole season.
I don't think so either.
I still think Wills would make a really good Bachelor.
Yes.
And then it sort of drops off for me. Blake could do it, I guess, if he's not picked.
He's too milquetoast. Mm-hmm. He really is.
I guess we could see him in his head the whole time. But, yeah, then we go back to, well, do they reach into the past and do they correct a mistake and bring Peter?
Don't say Peter.
Bring Peter back.
I could see, he's on Paradise this year, so it probably wouldn't work. But I could see, like, Eric.
Eric would be a good one,
from
too.
From Rachel's season.
Yeah. And Colton, if, you know, we talked about this last week, Christine.
Yeah.
But if Colton goes to Paradise... And Tia pours her heart out, and he finds out, wait, that's why I went home? And then just says, forget you. I can't deal with fakeness. And he leaves. That's your Bachelor.
Guaranteed Bachelor. Easy peasy, no brainer.
But if he sticks around and they fool around and do all that, then I think he, nah.
Well, then there's your answer. They have to wait till Paradise fires up.
Which they
up.
Can, because they have, this doesn't start until...
Kind of like what happened with Nick.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't like their choices, so they waited, fell into Nick, and then we had to deal with it. But there's
yeah,
no
but
need
that
to
was still, now. When you think back, that was still a better option than Luke.
It was.
In the
Luke.
Long run.
Yeah. That's who I was trying to think of, Luke!
Because he showed his true colors yeah. in Winter Games. So yeah. let's Luke, just say we avoided.
As Nick was falling all over himself, we all sort of felt, oh, if they only would have went with, you know, stuck to their guns
Luke,
and
yes.
went with Luke. Then we saw the train wreck that he was, and you're right. That saved
Thank
us
God.
A lot, because he...
Wait, remind me again, what was his train wreck?
Oh.
I can't remember how he... Why
oh,
did we not...
So, Winter Games.
Yeah.
When he...
I can't remember.
He ended up with... I don't even remember her name, because they didn't really say her name a lot. One of the...
The Catherine's
One of the... Yeah, exactly. Her.
Yep.
And then, at the after show, they revealed that they weren't together anymore.
Yeah.
So, they had an interview together, and... Basically, Luke was just saying, oh, it just, you know, didn't work out. Like, we just moved on. And she was like, well, I don't even remember. You wouldn't call me or you wouldn't talk to me.
He
and
was
then,
a dirty dog.
Then Chris Harrison was like, all right, we're going to go to commercial. But they didn't turn the cameras off. And he started like, I don't owe you anything, and started flipping out on her. And everyone... Bachelor Nation had a field
what
day.
What happened to the mild-mannered...
Exactly.
Matthew McConaughey.
So he's done, Luke. I think.
And even worse, before his freak out, she made it very clear, as soon as the cameras went off, which he wishes they went off this time, in whatever, the Bachelor Winter Games, he ghosted her. Just gone.
It turned into a different
And they
person.
Were supposed... Well,
didn't take calls.
Yeah, they were supposed to still be together.
But that was unlike the Luke that we
Exactly.
Knew,
and so once the cameras went off, he said, I'm done with this. And
right.
he left. And they were just done. She
like,
had to
are
assume.
We broken up? Like, you're not talking to
and
me.
And so he tried to do damage control by just saying, oh, it's, you know, it didn't work out and this and that. And he was still trying to... But then he has that. And we're like, oh, because again, finally we see the real guy. So we were saved in that respect. But if we had to go backwards, I know I've always been Team Peter, but I think he would be a good choice.
Peter's good.
And I think Blake could do it.
No.
I think Colton, if he handles himself right in Paradise, could do it.
Eric could do it.
Eric would be awesome.
If you want to go way back, you could pull out Ben Z.
Oh, Ben Z could bring the dog.
And his dog.
And there was another guy that I was just thinking, oh, Wells, the DJ.
Wells is dating
oh, that's right.
Sarah Hyland.
That's
yeah.
right. That's
oh.
They're still together.
They are.
Okay, so he's out. I guess that means he's out. Wells?
Yeah. Well, he's still coming back to Paradise as the bartender.
And that's a super appropriate job for him.
With so maybe Yuki. Sarah will show
Sarah
up.
Should show up.
Help him pour some drinks, promote the new season.
Wells and Yuki.
Yes.
So now Beck has narrowed it down to two while in Thailand.
Yeah, we're in Thailand, guys.
With the elephants. All those elephants, those little elephants.
That was the best part of the episode, just seeing all the elephants.
I mean, who doesn't
that was pretty
love
great.
Like elephants? They're just so damn sweet.
And they were just chilling.
Yeah, well, and that's the best part about it, exactly.
Like, it wasn't you were at
no
a zoo
one was
or
bothering,
something.
Because I was worried about seeing some stuff that I don't want to see with elephants.
Did you stick through
it.
The final credits?
No, because my DVR shuts off and I have to watch it on DVR.
Did you watch the final scene?
No.
I did.
Okay.
You
so
guys saw it. Okay.
It goes to the two of them standing there in the, whatever, the courtyard waiting for
Garrett.
Becca. Garrett and Blake waiting for Becca. And he, you know, she's not there. And Blake just goes, I gotta pee. And Garrett sort of laughs. And Blake says, yeah, I mean, I went right before, but I sort of still gotta go. And so... You know, they have all the water because nothing but water around them with the different waterfalls and everything. And so finally, he's like, can I go? And they say, okay, fine. And he's like sprinting, trying to find wherever the bathroom is.
We all know that feeling.
Oh, yeah.
That you can't hold it.
So, yes.
Did he finally...
That's when it exited him trying to run. Like, where is it? I'm trying to find it. So we're down to two.
All right. Well, one of them's going to propose.
Well, not next week.
No, this is men tell all next week.
Yes.
And we still don't know if any of the women will be featured on the show who have played.
They almost have to
throughout.
Be, right?
I hope so, because
they have some.
I want their
to do.
Thoughts on Tia.
Yes.
We all do. I mean, we all do. The men tell all and Tia, maybe.
And yes. Then they go to the Maldives. And then there's a proposal, we assume. Well, actually, we know. There's a proposal. Who is it?
We'll have to wait to find out.
Go Blake! Go Blake!
Absolutely Team Blake. In the meantime, find us on social media at Bachelor Podcast. We're across all platforms. And we'll be back next week to talk about the men tell all. Christine Lee, Katie Pallotta, thank you.
Thank you.
RJ.
We're in Thailand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.